Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for being here. Kathy Perry is with us. Kathy's become an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top social media experts. She's the co-author of a book called Stepping Stones to Success, and she's back with another edition of our series we've been putting together for you on social media. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Kathy, as you may remember, I've been talking about what I'm calling the age of the customer. I've been telling my audience that we're in the age of the customer. We're entering the age of the customer. We're leaving the age of the seller. And in the age of the customer, customers have more power than ever before, primarily because all the information they really need, just about all the information they need, is available to them without any kind of a seller's a contribution, at least other than just making it available on the internet. And this is really powerful for customers, and they're starting to like that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I always tell people that the reason you have to be involved in this is your customers are, and your competition is. So if you aren't, you're really you're kind of behind the eight ball there.
Well, exactly. And not only are they learning about things in sort of a passive way, meaning they're just going and reading and studying and shopping and comparing and all that kind of stuff, but they're doing something else that's not passive at all. They're talking about it with either friends or people who they found who have already been talking about things online, aren't they? And including, especially on the social media platforms.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have to learn how to put normal things that we would normally do in our daily business practice on the internet. We have to have that exposure. And one of the things we were going to talk about today was making sure that you post events so that they're more visible to your customers.
Let me tell you what happened to me last week. I gave a speech, and at the end of the speech, the host of the folks where I spoke wanted to interview me, and the chamber of commerce, and they set up a little camera. Actually, they set up two cameras, and the guy started asking me questions, and I looked at him and answered those questions, and they were shooting me from either side of me, and I knew they were videoing, but I didn't know exactly what their plans were. But he interviewed me for, I'm going to say, for 5 or 6 minutes on two or three different topics, and I left. Well, the next morning, I'm looking through, you know, some of the online feeds that you know, I get Google alerts, which is something you and I've talked about. I get Google alerts where Google notifies me about where my name's being used online. And there is a YouTube video of my interview. Now I'm talking about the next morning. It's all over the internet, and now that little video is on, I don't know, a half dozen different websites like UPI and YouTube and the Chamber that they sent out, and I don't know, a bunch of others. And it's just a little 5 or 6 minute video that somebody asked me to do.
Absolutely.
It's all over the place.
And it's a great way to get the message out there. Video is probably one of the most exciting tools that a small business can use to get more exposure. But even if they're not, posting an event on Facebook or in some of the other tools is a great way to do it. And even management tools like Eventbrite can help manage the whole registration process of an event.
Right.
So,
well, the only reason I brought that up is because you never know. You could be at a chamber event, and they could be walking around with a camera, or you're just the point is that's PR, that's public relations, that's free stuff.
That's
good for your business, isn't it?
It is good for the business, and you know, everywhere I go now, you know, everybody has these cameras in their phones today. So
yeah.
Everywhere I'm going, I'm taking pictures of me with somebody. I'm posting it on Facebook or I'm putting it in my blog because it helps with that exposure.
Mm-hmm. Well, people like to see video and they like to see pictures, right?
They do.
And so people and
they're
more
not
and more,
reading as much anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately. But this is a good point. And see, these are the kinds of things that you could have on your website that you could be putting these kinds of things. I think if people go to your small business website and you have a photo gallery page or suite where people can go and see employees working, employees, you know, maybe some event that you've, as you said earlier, Kathy, that you've gotten involved in. People like to see those things, and then you can take those photos, and as you said earlier, put them on your Facebook, put them, link to them from Twitter, put them on LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all part of cross-platform collateralization, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and it's so important to do that cross-promotion in other social networks. So the whole purpose is to keep driving people to your website and getting them engaged and getting to know you, like you, and trust you.
The aha moment I think will happen with folks, Kathy, is when they actually post something and then they find out that somebody else retweeted it.
I know, that's always fun.
Think about that. Now, folks, you post something on Facebook or on your website or you put a blog post up or something, and the next thing you know, somebody else thought it was interesting enough that they actually chose to send it to their audience. Now, that's when you realize, hey, this could be powerful.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, small businesses need to have a page and be posting in some of the social networks as well as on their blogs. So like Facebook, they used to be called fan pages, now they're just called pages.
Right.
And now LinkedIn has a company's tab, so
right,
you can have a profile.
Hold on to
that.
Now. Hold on to that thought. Give us your website quickly, Kathy.
It's KathyPerry.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. It's Kathy with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.